It's just a joy that we can take your calls on bad men doing bad things, you know, in the NBA kind of prism of such a thing being said about somebody. It means good players doing good things. That's what it means, according to the NBA American sports commentators these days. Scotty Cummings, who's here for the perspective check, once he finishes his mouthful of capricciosa, he will be here to join in the conversation, along with your calls, 1-300-736-736. Pete is in Craigieburn. Pete, who is your bad man who does bad things? Hello there, Pete, in Craigieburn. I know you're there. I can hear you. Oh, Pete's fallen asleep at the wheel. We'll get back to him. Jake's in Frankston. Hopefully not literally, by the way. Jake, who's a bad man that does bad things?
Radar, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, mate.
I know you're Pats fans. I reckon you'll love this one. Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah. He is, yeah. He's a bad man who does bad things. Well, unfortunately now, Jake, not as much as he used to. Well, in fact, hopefully, by the looks of things, not anymore unless a miracle occurs. Who do you barrack for, Jake?
In his prime.
Yeah,
The Vikings.
No. In the Pies. Okay, because you're the first cab off the rank, I've got the Levi's workwear range voucher to the value of $150 coming your way, Jake, for kicking it off. Hello, Scotland. Before we get back to callers, how are you, great man?
I'm great. How are you?
Did you know a bad man who did bad things routinely when you were...
Quite a few.
Give me one.
But not in this context.
No, I want it in this context.
Well, the first one that springs to mind straight away, and it's not who I play with, the first I'm thinking right now, is Tiger Woods. And you can have him either way.
Yeah, well, you can have him either way.
That's a very good point.
So he has done some bad things, not in this context.
No.
But he does a lot of bad things in this context. Yeah.
So confused.
Well, people are with us. Oh, Jake got it. Rick's in Coburg. I bet you he's got it. Rick, who's a bad man that does bad things?
Mate, I'm thinking UFC. Conor McGregor and Habib, they're bad. They're doing bad things. They're vandalizing each other. You got Habib jumping over the octagon from flying kicks. That's bad.
Is it good bad though, Scotty? Is that stuff good? Are we happy with this stuff?
No, that's bad.
Yeah, I don't know. But hey, Rick, who do you barrack for, Rick?
The Mighty Clydes.
Well, hey, Rick, yeah. It's just because you're a good man who does good things. I got a double pass valued over $50 to the Bulldogs Tigers Saturday down at Marvel Stadium. Opening bounce at 7:25. There you go. That's happy days. Tony's in Bayswater. Bad man who does bad things, Tony.
Andy, I've got a very bad man who does very bad things. Patrick Cripps.
He's one.
Jeez, Andy's getting all fidgety.
I've had McCartan feel for the day. He's a bad man who does bad things. I've got a double pass for you at over $60. So it's worth more than the Western Bulldogs Richmond game. $60 at the Carlton North Melbourne game. Down there at Docklands, opening bounce at 110.
Does he have to pay you $60 to go to that?
Visit at carltonfc.com.
I know.
There's no need for that.
There's a little bit. It was cheap and it was easy.
I think they call that a drive-by. Where are we up to? Was that Tony in Bayswater? I think it was. Let's go down to our great mate, Pete Neltona. Bad man who does bad things, Pete.
Right, Scotty Cummings, how are you, boys?
What a team. Hey. What a dream team it is for listeners this afternoon. Are you a bad man who does bad things, Pete?
I've got two, Radar. I've got Cale Hooker, bad man.
Yes.
And a bad man in both ways when you played into them. Dermot
Brewer. Oh, yes. Now, see, Dermot would love to be considered. Wouldn't he love it?
Yeah. He's just got a beautiful little tingle going down his spine somewhere right now.
Yeah, he would. He wants to be...
Something good, that
he wants to be considered.
He wants his title.
He really does. In fact, you'd have to dig pretty deep, I reckon, to find someone who wants this title.
Who's
more
badder.
Exactly. Thanks, Pete. Dan's in Mornington. Bad man, bad things. Dan, who have you got?
I've got the worst kind of bad man. It is Ray Chamberlain every time he umpires against Essendon.
Yeah.
I'm taking this one literally.
Yeah. I feel like I don't want to be accused of being a whatever people call people who stick up for the persecuted, right? snowflakes or social justice warriors or any of that, right?
Well, you do a lot of that.
I do some of it.
Yeah.
But I feel like I just want to stick up for umpire. I'm feeling like I just want to... Is that un-Australian that I feel like I want to stick up for umpires a bit at the moment?
Absolutely it is. Right. And knock it off right now.
There's a bit of an early perspective check for
knock
me.
Knock it off.
Righto.
You've heard of Don't Shoot the Messenger.
Yeah.
They are doing the job of the messenger, but it's okay on this occasion.
You're allowed to disagree with the decision, but I don't know. I think we go a bit far. I think we do go a bit far. What, with our hostility towards...
Do you think that leaning over as a fully grown man with a full-time job, screaming and spitting at a little person who's walking off the ground and then let it completely ruin your entire 48 to 72 hours, do you reckon that's going too far, do you?
I think so, yes.
Well, then you can go away.
And I think the fact that you said little person...
They are all little people.
Blake, they're not
all they are all little people.
Blake's in Sunbury. Everyone's little compared to you.
They're all little.
Everyone's little compared to you. Blake's in Sunbury, a bad man who does bad things. Blake?
I can't believe it hasn't been brought up, boys. He's been the baddest man on the planet for the last decade, Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Some more movement.
Yeah, a little bit of shifting going on. It's a very good segment, this. Patrick Crisp and Tom Brady getting mentioned. Who do you barry for, Blake?
Oh, I'm a Carlton man.
Run out of Carlton tickets, mate, unfortunately. So do you know anyone who barracks at Geelong and Essendon or Essendon?
Not worth my time, though.
Right, Blake. Just the mere
country
fact.
Game.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
After the break, thanks for your contributions.
Not worth my time, those people.
The Carlton Footy Club, by the way, mentioning the Blues. Their membership day here on SEN. And stop it, everybody. We've done, every other club has had their membership day. This is not a special Carlton that's running right through the, it's not just me doing this. For $99, attend the remaining 9 Carlton home games at either the MCG or Docklands. Visit membership.carltonfc.com.au. Can we do the perspective check with
you? Well, we're coming back with future my election campaign, which we started a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I've got some policies I'm going to announce today.
I love it. That, after this, don't go anywhere. We don't ever want Scott Cummings to change, so that's a very appropriate track being played on the way back in there. Hump Day with Scotty and Swanee podcast out tomorrow. Subscribe on iTunes.
Yep.
And they tell you when it's ready. Just a little thing pops up.
Yeah.
Latest podcast downloaded.
And it's unbelievably going well.
Some of the weird
things that we discuss are really off Broadway.
I saw one of your colleagues on the weekend on Anzac Day, the bloke who used to go okay on Anzac Day.
Yep.
And I said, seems like the podcast is going well. And this incredulous look came across his face. And he's seen a bit in life, I reckon, Swanee. But of all the things he's seen, nothing's prepared himself for the fact that people actually listen to your podcast.
What we talk about, mate, is stuff that you'll never hear anywhere else. Anywhere else.
That's excellent to hear.
And the only reason we're allowed to talk about it is because it's their own podcast.
You can get away with stuff on podcasts.
You just put a little E symbol next to the
You can swear on podcasts.
Oh.
Fairly liberating doing that with a live microphone in front of you.
I'm sitting here trying not to.
That's the problem. Just remember, we're live on air on radio.
Yeah, and then I cannot be voted Prime Minister if I'm going to be on radio swearing like a trooper.
Oh, well, maybe in some cases in this anti-PC era that we seem to be living in when people are looking for a bit of reclaiming what was once the case.
Yeah.
Not everything, of course.
No.
You never know. Hey, you're here for Giant Bicycles. Their factory back sale is on now. Honestly, if you're in the market for a bike, your family member's in the market for a bike.
There's only one.
You'd be insane not to drop down to a Giant bike store at the moment.
And let me just tell you, I've been lucky enough to be a part of 2 pucker up bike rides, long ones.
Yes.
And both times I've been on a Giant. I did one in the Pilbara. I was on another Giant. And my mate, I know it's a Giant everywhere. I use Craig Jansen at Giant South Yarra, looked after me absolutely beautifully. The best bike you'll ever get. If they can lug me around, you can lug anyone around.
Well, this is the truth.
but it's fair.
That's true. I think you're in reasonable condition these days.
No, I haven't put it back on yet.
So generally we'll look at things from a perspective check perspective, but last time you were in here was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, there's a bit of perspective in these election policies.
Okay.
So one of the election policies of, tossing out frivolous lawsuits against people and taking away politicians' gold class.
Which resonated.
Wait, you want to hear resonating? All right.
Would you vote for these policies?
All right.
0433 98 11 16 if you just want to send through a yes or a no off the text.
I've got some serious ones which actually, I'm getting off my chest here, but I think, and I'm going to be calling it the non-outraged normal person's party.
The non... The
outraged the, normal on, person's party.
Non-outraged normal person's party.
Because so I think we are a majority of people, but we just don't speak up enough.
Not a bad... It's a bad acronym. Is right, that, a, I'm, is I'm, that I'm, an acronym?
Nomp. I didn't look at it.
No, so we need a better one than
okay,
that.
Okay. Yep. I'm just going to fly through them, all right? Right, these are, there's some that you'll just go, of course. And others you'll go, you might get some feedback on that. All right, assault an emergency worker, you go to jail.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't care, you go to jail.
Yep.
And you know what, in jail, what you don't have? You don't have Foxtel. You don't have luxuries. Okay? And
you are in with bad men who do bad things.
Yeah.
Yep. But not
real
the,
bad.
Not in a good way. No.
If losers keep climbing on roofs at youth detention centres, then let's take away the roofs. Let's not offer pizzas and soft drinks. Here's your new tent, champ. Treat it well or sleep under the stars. So, so we don't need to build more prisons. No. We just need to buy more tents.
Yes.
And I won't be hearing any of this, oh, it's inhumane, you can't do that. Well, so is gang bashing people and breaking into houses and attacking people while they're asleep. Bad luck.
Yep, no voting for that.
Judges and magistrates held more accountable for parole violations. Again, don't need more prisons.
No.
We just need more tents. All right. There is going to be a nationwide ban on participation awards in schools. A nationwide ban on participation. Yes.
No.
Don't you see, this doesn't surprise me that everyone gets a prize sort of person.
Not everyone, but...
There are no participation awards in this country. Well, you know what? Don't vote for me. I don't care. I'll get the numbers
on
this one.
I'm going to run against you on that one.
If you are competing in any sport, there will be a score and there will be a winner and a loser no matter how old you are.
Three, there's a bronze, there's a silver, there's a gold, silver, bronze... And that's it.
Yeah, that is it. And if it's a head to head, then there's a winner and there's a loser.
And there are numbers involved.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Most of us were disappointed. This is off sport now. Most of us were disappointed when shirt fronts were taken out of footy. But I'll bring it back into everyday life by declaring you can shirt front someone with their head in the phone, not looking where they're going.
Hallelujah, my brother.
You can just shirt front them.
Oh, yes.
Just run through them. And when they go, what was that for? You go, well, you didn't see me coming, did you?
That's right, exactly.
So that's, I think you know exactly what that was for.
If
someone lets you in on the road and you don't give them a thank you wave, it's an automatic loss of license.
I love it. For how long?
Well, depending, 3 months initially.
Okay, right.
And if you found a serial offender, 6 months, 12 months. I'm also about education, Andy.
Yes.
So I'll educate cabbies that there are other lanes on the freeway that take you to the airport other than the middle one. That's not all of them.
Okay.
But every cabbie does drive in the middle lane to go to the airport. Not all of them smell. They don't all of them need to have deodorant and hygiene stuff. But all of them do drive in the middle lane. So there's just a platform to start with.
Right. Are you voting for any of this? 1-300-736-736.
You know what? I'm so disappointed in you. Oh, no, the kids need participation awards.
No, I'm not.
Took mine off my six-year-old daughter the other day. She had a well-done ribbon. Where'd you come? I don't know, fifth or sixth.
Was she happy about it, though?
Going in the bin.
Was she happy with it?
Originally, until I explained to her what it meant. I said, all that means is that you managed to wake up, get out of bed and put some pants on and go to school. That's all she did.
No, she competed. She had a go. There's, hey, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, she competed. No problem now, next time.
No, because
she wants a ribbon so badly, a real one, she'll work harder.
There's a lot of kids who don't even compete, Scotty. This is the point. There's a lot of kids who, these days, who would rather...
They don't need to because they know they're going to get a prize, Andy. That's why they don't compete.
If you want to vote for or against any of this, I want to hear from you. 1-300-736-736. Shall we clear a break and come back with some calls? Who so we want to vote for or against some of Scott coming? Can you stick around?
I'm going to do a podcast. But well, no, we've got time.
I just saw a swan just arrive.
Yeah, I've got time for
Horowitz isn't here yet, is he? I haven't seen that pugnacious little individual walk past the window.
He's on fire today, Ralphie, too. Just piling in on top of all the media people who have sort of made deals of themselves, jumping all over someone's Instagram post and declaring it as fact and truthful, and then now feeling a little embarrassed that it wasn't true.
Oh, you're talking about the cricketer,
yeah,
the left arm.
And Ralphie's having fun with that.
Give me some perspective. In fact, we'll let you go in a moment. Well, we'll
take some research now, journalist people, and not just troll people's Instagram and Twitter.
Was that trolling of he puts it out there and then says it was a joke that has misfired? You've all taken it out of context.
Yeah. But either way, like...
Where's the joke in it?
Well, you know what? You don't get slaughtered just because you make a crap joke, Andy. I mean, otherwise, what would happen to you every day?
I'd be massive. That's why I don't crack jokes. But,
you know,
I just don't see where the joke is.
I'm not sure where the offence is either.
I love Jimmy Faulkner. Oh, you know, I'm with you. I think...
Where's the offence?
Yeah, no, you can get a bit outraged about it, but I think if you're going to try and be funny, at least...
Well, but maybe if you're a journalist, you pick up the phone and you research and say, oh, mate, I've just seen the Instagram post. Is this an outing or was this a joke?
No, that's a fair call.
All right, I won't run with it on national broadcasting platforms.
There's been some interesting stuff this week. Good friend of yours, Tommy Brown, and Jack Revolt had an interesting little tay-tay-tay, didn't they, on Twitter?
Tommy's doubled down too, but I'm not sure he's going to come out of this one okay. I think Jack's got him pretty well.
Pete's in Essendon. Are you voting for or against the NONPP party?
Well, I'm voting for it, but I want to make one little adjustment to the policy. Instead of making tents for these guys, there's a lot of destroyed containers, shipping containers that need to go somewhere. You just bundle them up, stick them in the middle of the desert, and you just load all those boys into there, or boys or girls, whoever they are that have been the bad ones.
Yeah.
And forget about the tents, just, you know, recycle the containers out in the desert.
Hey, one vote for me, all right, which is I've only need 11 more votes to beat Fraser Anning. Okay, 11 more people. That's all I need. Mate. And you know what? The good thing about those shipping containers, they get darn hot. I don't know. That won't be comfortable.
Paul's on the road. By the way, we could get you ahead of Fraser Anning in about 30 seconds around here.
Listen to normal people. Non-outraged normal
people. Nothing normal about him. Paul's on the road.
Not him, no.
No. Paul, are you voting for the NONP party?
Scotty, you got my vote, mate.
Thank you very much.
This idea of giving rewards for nothing with children, life is about rewards and penalties.
Yes.
If we don't train and educate our children now on first, second and third,
correct.
This idea of playing football, junior football, where the kids don't even know what the score is.
Yeah.
They know what the score is.
Yep.
And then let's just reward everybody.
Yeah, like Andy wants to do.
No.
Like Andy wants to do. No, you are bang on the money there, mate. And this is what introduces the life of entitlement. Hang on a second, I didn't get a prize. I didn't get a prize?
They're 7 years old, mate.
Yep, and they need to learn how to win and lose.
Time will come for them to understand when it gets particularly serious.
No, you're wrong.
Craig's in Montrose. Just that.
Craig, you with me?
He'll be with you. Hello, Craig.
Good afternoon, boys. Scotty, you've got my vote, mate.
Thanks,
Shout it from the hilltops, brother. I think the shirt front policy implementation would be a massive winner.
Yep.
For people that are texting and walking. I've also got another one as well, too. For all those people that are easily offended, supply of free blankets so you can curl up in your little safe space would be advisable. You'd do a better job than that corrupt little Muppet Shorten that wants to ruin the country on a Scotty, so go nuts.
Did you see him?
I wonder who Craig's going to vote for.
Did you see him, the vision of him running, Billy Shorten?
No.
I'm going to put it up there for you right now and say it's equally as bad as John Howard's bowling in Afghanistan.
Really interesting in either of them, to be honest. I'm not getting inspired by either of these two.
Well, you know what? Just bide your way through this election, mate. You'll have a new party to vote for next election.
I'm looking forward to the NONP party.
I'll bring more next week.
Hump Day with Scotty and Swanee and Ralphie, of course. The podcast out tomorrow. Subscribe on iTunes. They will let you know when it's ready. You're a good man.
Thanks, Andy.
I might see you next week.
All the
Can
best.
You have some more policy for us?
I will.
Oh, look, the rollout will continue.